Blake, obviously a big win for the hockey club to wrap up the road trip here today. Just thoughts on the way your club was able to continue to grind it out right down to the final few minutes.
Yeah, it's, you know, the first two games of the trip obviously didn't go the way we wanted to. The Montreal game in particular, I thought, you know, in Ottawa there was a lot more positives that we could build off of, and that was kind of our meeting today was, you know, let's build off of some of those things we did well in that Ottawa game and try to get a different result. So, you know, when you've lost three straight and you're kind of reeling a little bit, you're not always necessarily just going to come out and blow the doors off the team you're playing. These guys are fighting for a playoff spot. You know, so I thought we did a really good job of staying patient with that game, kind of doing all the things we preached before the game and finally got rewarded.
What's it like to play the first 6.5 minutes without a whistle?
I guess we're going to get home a little bit earlier. Obviously, as players, we love that. You know, we love a flow. You kind of get into a rhythm. You know, you go every three or four rotations, and that gets everyone right into the game.
How were you able to push through, obviously, I mean, a taxing stretch to stay patient and push through to find that game winner tonight?
I think there's an element of confidence, you know. Our line, you know, we expect to be productive. We expect to make plays, and there's going to be times in a long season where it doesn't happen and bounces don't go your way, what have you. You know, so I really liked our Ottawa game. I thought our line did a lot of really good things. You know, we generated a ton, spent a ton of time in the offensive zone. We simplified, played fast, didn't get rewarded. And kind of the same story here tonight. Had a lot of offensive zone time, a lot of looks, and finally got rewarded at the end. So I think that's something we can build off of.
Like almost 10 minutes shorthanded, and you guys outscored them 1-0. What was working so well on the PK?
I think we're trying to be aggressive. I think our team does really well is we skate really well, and you know we don't play very well on our heels. You know, 5-on-5 or 5-on-4. So, you know, we seem to play a little bit better when we're on our toes. I thought, you know, when we had a chance to jump those guys and make them a little bit uncomfortable, we were able to do that, and it allowed us to clear the puck.
What did you think of your goaler?
Our goaler was outstanding. You know, that was another thing we talked about before the game was, you know, trying to give him a little bit of a reprieve. You know, absolutely got shell-shocked in Montreal and maybe played the best game of his season. You know, he was outstanding in that game. So, you know, he still had to make some big ones for us tonight. You know, so we got a couple things we can still clean up, but that's why he is who he is and obviously such a big part of our team.
Blake, what about the patience you guys showed and, you know, you allowed this game to progress and capitalize on that opportunity?
You know, I think that comes with a little bit of experience, you know, that confidence factor. We had some success in the playoffs, you know, having to stay patient in tough environments and tough games. And, you know, when you know you've done it in the past and you've had success doing it, it becomes a little bit easier to stay in those games, staying a little bit more patient and not trying to open things up. So, really in this league, the difference a lot of nights comes down to that. The team that's able to stay with their game plan and force the other team to make that extra mistake or try to make that extra little play that isn't there, and that's where you capitalize.